Blog Talk Radio.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive. Because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8 I got a Jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer, I was a source of so much laughter, 15 when it all broke off, 18 and I went all natural, February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do, because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside, 97 dreadlocks all gone, I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that hey, I am not my head, I am not this skin, I am not your expectations, no, no. Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, I am not my head. Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, 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 hey,
Hey everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. How to get rich in the hair business, by Carrie Hines. When I think about this amazing book, I think back to when I was writing this book, back in about 2013, maybe a little earlier. I had met with one of the graphic folks and one of the persons who was helping us to kind of get Hair Radio back on track. And I was focused on doing a live meetup event called the Legends, you know, Working with the Legends event back then, honoring the legends. And so I needed a book to kind of be the linchpin for the live hair event. And so here comes this fella to help me pull it together. His name's Anthony. And I did not do the cover at that time. I was not designing graphics. I had no interest in that at the time. And it was my job to write the book. And I had to pretty much get it done quickly so that it would be available when we launched our live Legends event, honoring the legends of the hair industry in different fields. And so now, scan ahead, the book is celebrating about 10 years of being in release and has been a very critical part of a person, you know, who is just looking to add funds to the bottom line. That's what the book was, the crux of the book, and certainly, you know, how to get rich in the hair business. The title alone makes you aware that if that's what you're looking for, these are the steps that you need to take. And where it leads you to is no other place but to be successful. But again, this is how to get rich in the hair business, and I'm honored to be working on a brand new follow-up book that will help you to take you beyond. So I'm super excited, and in honor of the 10th anniversary of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, we will re-release it along with a brand new edition. So lots more to come, and just stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community, my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Yeah, Kerry, it really is a big loss. You know, he was an NFL icon. He was a social activist. He was a movie star. You know, Jim Brown, he did a lot for the community. He really did. And actually, he only played professional football for a short period of time, from about 1959.
Really?
Right, from about 1959 to 66. And in 66, Carrie, believe it or not, he was filming a movie, and the owner of the Cleveland Browns at the time was putting demands on him to come back to practice. And that's where it stemmed from. And Jim Brown decided he wanted to take charge of his own life. Because actually, football back then is not like football is now with free agencies and all that. And it's not the same. Back then, when you played for a team, was like you're there for the duration of your career.
That's it.
It was a little bit different back then. So he got into a little hassle, and then that's why he ended his football career and turned to a movie career.
Wow.
And then, Carrie, believe it or not, Carrie, in 1967, he organized the Cleveland Summit on behalf of Muhammad Ali. At that time, Muhammad Ali refused to go into the United States military engage in or perform in the war in Vietnam. It was against his religious principles. Well, he was stripped of his title and sanctions, and the government even came up with something. They wanted him not to go to war, but they wanted him to promote the military, and he would be doing exhibition fighting and all that. Well, he still didn't want to do that. So what Jim Brown did in 67, June of 67, he organized this Cleveland Summit, and he brought some of the best black athletes that were around at that time, and he brought them all together to talk to Muhammad Ali. But the thing that it did, it showed the unity among the black players at the time. As we know, that it was the turbulent 60s, and there was a lot of racial strife and all the things that were going on, the Dr. King, the Malcolm X. I mean, all of this was going on. But he stood up. He was strong. Jim Brown decided enough is enough. So he brought all of these black athletes together. Even though Muhammad Ali did not go along with, because of his religious principles, another principle was born. It showed the power of the black athlete. It showed the beautiful power of that. Jim Brown went on to be in some of the best movies of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And we all know them, Michael, as black exploitation movies. That he was able to really make a big indelible mark.
Yeah, it did.
But I've got to say that we will never forget the incredible prowess of Mr. Jim Brown. Michael, great job today.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Everybody knows that Hair Radio does podcasting, production, and publishing. That's second to none. Hello, Afrolock Magazine, one of our creations. But did you know that Hair Radio also creates stunning digital graphics that you can use in your social media? We make logos, business cards, flyers, wall banners for your events, and so much more. Even if you create your own hair products, well, we can design your labels. Just let us know. Call us for all of your printing needs or designs. We got you covered. Hair Radio Graphics at 833-402-8882. Again, our phone number is 833-402-8882.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because it's the proximity that has power over them instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
enough,
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
didn't get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
Hey, 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 it's time for Keisha McAllister. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am always excited to bring to the line. You guys know her. She's from Fairfield, California, the one and only Keisha. Yes, Keisha, good morning to you, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And let me just be the first to say this. Now, you are a licensed cosmetologist. You've got years of business knowledge and hair industry knowledge and all that wonderful good stuff. And today is very special to us because, as everybody knows, the worldwide debut of Afrolock magazine was just made out, and the magazine was released to an amazing reception, just a great reception. And a lot of that, yes, a lot of that energy, I have to say, is about the wonderful hair talk that we share with everybody throughout our platforms, which include the Hair Radio Morning Show and the brand new cemented out there, iconic already in its own way, Afrolock magazine. And so there is, right? And so just to start, what's your feeling about the idea of putting a hair industry magazine out there that's different than reading a lifestyle magazine, which we love all of that, like Essence or some of the other beauty publications that are out there? And what would you like and to have in Afrolock? And what do you think is there? And all, you know, what's your opinion, Keisha McAllister?
Well, Kerry, first of all, I'm so excited about Afrolock magazine being released this month. So excited. And I wanted to say my thoughts about the magazine being released. I think it's what the culture has needed at this time in our lives. Right now, we're so inundated with images of other people's cultures or what other people want our culture to be. And I think it's time, again, that we have a magazine for the culture or for the people, by the people, but also recognizing diversity because we are a diverse people. So I'm so excited. I'm excited about the images. I'm excited about the articles. I'm excited about the submissions that are coming in and just about the interest of Afrolock magazine in total. This is an exciting year. I'm so excited for you, Kerry. So very excited. Yes. And Hair Radio Morning Show, here we go. And Afrolock Magazine, here we just have to hold on to get ready for what's going to take place. So I'm so excited that our people and our young people get to see what we're doing all over the world.
Exactly. And that's it. And you phrased it exactly correct. It is. It's gained worldwide attention, worldwide notoriety, and that is just a great feeling. And I look and I said, wow, these are really beautifully done. It's beautifully laid out. time, a lot of time and efforts gone into this, and with things that are that matter to us and we want to know about and share about and talk about. And there's a lot to read. If you are a reader, you will be happy. There's some beautiful, yes, you will be happy. If you love beautiful pictures, gorgeous hairstyles, well, we've incorporated all of that in our own way and in our own brand. We've incorporated all those feelings that you have, and I'm super excited. And one that comes to mind in particular, Keisha, is this that we included called Get Ready, Get Ready for Summer. And this is this beautifully laid out piece, really, article, really, that and what I also appreciate, because the way it was laid out, it starts with an unknown quote about skin. It's like, my skin absorbs the sun's rays and my hair defies gravity. You can't tell me I'm not magical. And that was a quote by someone unknown. I love it. I love it. So, okay. So let me talk to our professional here, Miss Keisha McAllister. What do you say? And what was your impression when you looked at this article?
Well, what I appreciated about the article is that it was actually warm and inviting. It gives suggestions and without kind of being bossy, which a lot of articles can do. I believe it was well written, so it's got a really nice rhythm to it. And it's not overtaking, but it gives you the information you need. And it kind of gives you a boost even to your self-esteem. And I believe that that's what the writer intended to do. So I think for a first article, I think it's an awesome, awesome start.
Absolutely. And it was done by our very own Khadija. Sounds like you said Khadija Phillips. Oh, is one of my right hands on the magazine. Yeah. Well, that, no, you have,
great,
you're going to have plenty of credit to take very soon in all of these upcoming issues. And that's what I love, you know, the organization, the layout, the topics that are important. Summer care, you know, we talked literally from head to toe. I think the other day we had on our podiatrist, Dr. Yolanda Ragland, and she's talking about foot care. And she's like, while we were talking about, I think we started, we led in with the hair and head talk. And then she's like, well, I'm at the other end. So we'll be talking about the toes and all of that. After all, she is the queen of toes. And so, yes, I thought, I said, listen, nobody's going to fight you for the title of queen of toes, okay?
Right, that's true.
Yeah. So I love this. I absolutely love it. Now, what do you say? Because here's the thing, and they're kind of talking a little bit about the braids and twists and all of that, and washing and, you know, and embracing your natural hair as well and so forth. And but then we have some ponytail talk. But is this good for summer? Now, you are at summer all year long, but not exactly with you, because you're in Northern California. Doesn't it get super cold up there?
Oh, no. It's hot up here. It gets warm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're used to all of this kind of talk about summer and some warmer months and what you should do with your hair, because I'm always thinking hydration. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to something like that? And this is why you need to read our article in Afrolog, folks. But what do you say to that, Keisha?
Well, moisture is always going to be key for our people, or for hair in general, but especially for our hair. And here in California, at least my part of California, we don't get humidity. So our summers are very dry, and it's always, okay, Keisha, what can I do? What should I do? Well, for those who come into the salon, I always encourage them to get steam treatments and things like that.
Right.
But you have to be careful about any type of extra tension on your hair. I don't care what time of year it is.
That's true.
So moisture. They used to have moisture lotions. They used to have steam treatments and
don't
protecting
forget,
your hair.
We got therapy moisture 101.
Right.
Exactly.
See?
And
right. And it's
yeah.
online. You can get it right online.
Exactly. Exactly.
So moisture
yeah.
is your biggest,
exactly.
your biggest component to keeping healthy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's what we were focused on and still are. And it, let me tell you something, our Moisture 100 line just really gets it going out there. So yeah, it really does. It does the trick. And our traditional
right.
Conditioners and shampoos, we have all of that as well, and along with the whole line of products. And I'm just thrilled, you know. So, yeah, 101 is next, I should have said. But, yeah, our Moisture 100 line is where we're going and where we are. And as you said, you know, it is all about moisture and, of course, hydration. So, yeah, so great job. Okay, so now I've got to say – now, Keisha, when you heard about this wonderful Afrolock magazine, did you think it was going to catch fire like this?
Honestly, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm one of those people, I kind of just go through, let's see what's going to happen. I mean, you know,
exactly.
the one thing you can do is at least try it once and
exactly.
go from there. Right. So I'm so excited that it's on fire, that it's catching notice like
yeah.
it is, definitely.
Exactly, and it's across the internet. And for you guys
yes.
out there, if you have not seen it, you can go to afrolockmagazine.com, and I'll spell it for you, because my big concern with the title was that, okay, we're calling it Afrolock. Will folks only think that it's about afros?
Mm-hmm.
And that was my initial feeling. It's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, and which is kind of, we pulled those two words together. But it's really about Black culture. It's about our experience. And so that's why it's been named Afrolock, and that lock is with a K on the end. It's a lock, literally, on Blackness, on Afro. You know, not necessarily about Afro styling per se. So that was my big thing. And I love the articles, the hair articles that are in the magazine. And I think that you'll be able to also speak to a whole part of this from the cosmetology side. And I'm super excited about that as well. So Keisha McAllister, it's always great to have you with us. And just to let everybody know, you're up north, out there in the west coast of Cali. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm happy about all of this. And so in the months to come, and I really am looking forward to seeing you. So by the time you guys really hear this, you'll be able to just catch Keisha McAllister on the pages of Afrolock magazine.
Hey.
So this is going to be great. In addition to that, we have our wonderful website. We've got the magazine. We've got the three-hour radio broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as our 24-hour, seven-day-a-week Afrolock radio, which is really Afrolock Podcast Network. So just so much going on, and we just appreciate you. So do not... So you know, what's next for you? Did you have some things that you wanted to kind of focus on, Keisha? Because we rarely get a chance to greet you like this. So anything else you want to add today? Anything you're working on you wanted to share with your fans?
Well, I've got fans. That's so funny.
You've got fans. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about
all the time, and you're just figuring out you got fans. You've been here for a while now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm looking forward to just more in this industry. I'm looking forward to doing more projects, actually working with some teams, working with San Francisco Fashion Week out here, and working with Keisha Moore over there in Stockton for Cali Braids. Hair show is coming up July 30th. So I was glad we were able to connect and speak over the phone. And so I'm so excited about her show.
Yeah, we're going to double check on the date. So we'll, you know, because I know she was working out even at that possible date. So we'll just make sure keep it right here at Hair Radio. We'll keep you informed of the latest.
Please do. But it'll be a great show, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Keisha Moore, she's fantastic as well, like you said, with Cali Braids. And she comes through us. You know, she's always here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we would set you straight anyway by the time that rolls around.
Definitely.
You know, so this is going to be all just awesome. And I'm looking forward to all of that. And also, you know, we want to kind of put some event topics and event things in the magazine. But I really want to hear more from you guys out there and things that you want. This is for you. This is for Keisha McAllister. This is for her clients. This is for Siobhan and their clients, her clients out there. And my Carapi folks, our distributors, our hair companies, our, you know, everybody who's in the industry. This is your publication. We make it for you. So that's the whole idea. It's made for you. And it is a lot of work that goes into it. So we want you to, you know, definitely, we feel the appreciation that you've expressed to us. So thank you. Okay, Keisha McAllister, we just dropped in. It was just a drive-by today on the broadcast. So really, really nice to have you with us as always. And we're happy to talk to you. Again, always standing up for AfroLock, standing up for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And supporting all of our efforts. And it's always great to have you on something new like this. So especially during the rollout of the magazine and talking about hair care. That's what we're here for.
Yes, all right.
We will be checking in with you again soon.
Thank you.
So thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for being with us. All right. Have a great day out there in California.
Thanks.
All right.
Girl Power Moment, honoring the one and only Tina Turner. Tina Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee, and her family lived in the rural community of Nutbush, Tennessee. As a young girl, she sang in the church choir. Turner began her career with Ike Turner's King of Rhythm in 1957 under the name Little Ann. She appeared on her first record, Box Top, in 1958. In 1960, she debuted as Tina Turner with the hit duet single, A Fool in Love. When Turner walked away from years of abuse from Ike Turner, the one thing that she fought for was her name he had given her. Turner declared that she would be the first black female rock star, and she understood that she had the voice, the talent, and the work ethic. Turner achieved her first and only number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with What's Love Got to Do with It. Better Be Good to Me and Private Dancer were both U.S. top 10 hits. Turner's success continued worldwide, and she became a superstar performer and was referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll. Her music inspired generations with her dynamic, powerful, and electrifying voice and performances. She broke cultural barriers and impacted the music community. Turner also acted in the films Tommy and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. In 1993, What's Love Got to Do with It, a biographical film, was released. In 2009, Turner retired after completing her Tina 50th anniversary tour, which is the 15th highest grossing tour of the 2000s. As of May 2023, Turner has reportedly sold around 100 to 150 million records worldwide, becoming one of the best-selling recording artists of all times. She received 12 Grammy Awards, 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Turner could always be seen wearing micro miniskirts, leather pants, or sequin dresses, showing off her gorgeous legs. She was an unstoppable force with resilient stamina. Tina Turner will be missed. Her memory lives on through her music and the incredible legacy that she leaves. Tina Turner, you were simply the best.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Shaving issues. As you said, that the shaving bumps and the skin irritation, that's a very common one amongst African-American males when they go into the military. Well, a lot of them don't realize that if they get what we call a shaving waiver or shaving profile, and it's documented in your active duty medical records or your service treatment records, if it's documented, and once you leave the service, you could actually file for compensation because this happened to you while you were on active duty. There are many veterans that when I go to help them with their claims for compensation, if I don't mention this to them, they would never think of it.
No, they would definitely see that.
Right. They'd never think of it. And once I mention it to them, Carrie, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and they go, wow, that's right. I did have that because of passage of time. A lot of veterans just don't remember. Or they'll go and they'll order their service treatment records from active duty, and we'll go through them. And 9 times out of 10, guess what I find? That shaving waiver. It's right there.
Exactly. Now, Michael, they have to get a note from the doctor. How does that play in again?
Pretty much, Carrie. And on the civilian side, that's what we would call it, like a note from our doctor.
Yeah.
But on the military side, it would be an official documentation.
Ooh, that's
from a
so
military
official.
Doctor. Yeah, it has to be on official paperwork. You know, this whole military thing is like that. There's official forms that clearly say that you have a shaving profile.
Yes.
And it even goes to the point, Carrie, that you have to carry the shaving profile with you, literally, in your pocket.
Wow.
You have to carry it with you because if anyone challenges you about facial hair, you produce it, and it's nothing they can say. Nothing.
Well, Michael Hopkins, I've got to tell you, just also how, and just to make sure I understand correctly, you can be rated up to 30% for razor bumps. I thought that was pretty high.
Pretty much, pretty much. It'll fall under some type of skin condition.
Right.
And you get rated appropriately.
Yeah, so that's amazing. So, again, guys out there, guys and gals, if you're just joining us, you are listening to, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I say a very special Vet Talk radio show, AfroLock Magazine and AfroLock Podcast, just all the above, all of our platforms, everything kind of interconnected here. My very special guest, of course, I'm talking with the one and only Michael Hopkins, who is my colleague here as well, and on all sides of our network. And Michael, I got to say, this, we're always talking about community. We're always talking about helping our veterans. We love and appreciate our veterans. And this today really is quite interesting. Now, remember, a lot of you heard a word that we've never talked about. And again, that's the word is alopecia. That's hair loss, just so that you guys know. And oftentimes this can possibly lead to scarring, preventing your hair loss, preventing hair from growing and all kinds of things like that. And they have all kinds of ratings for that. Talk about diagnostic codes and so forth.
Oh, very much so, Jim.
Right? And so
very
these are things that you guys should be aware of. And it's just, I'm grateful to have you, you know, to talk about these things, Michael Hopkins, and why it's so important.
Yes, very much so, Carrie. I'm very much motivated to distribute the product to my veteran brothers and sisters. There are other diagnostic codes, Carrie, that specifically talk about hair loss. And two of them are 7830 and 7831. And they clearly point out, they clearly point it out.
Exactly.
And you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's right. And I see 7830 as the scarring alopecia. And so that's interesting all by itself. Just remember that. And, of course, 7831, alopecia areata. And remember the areata, which I often say to everybody. Again, the word area is inside of that areata. So it could be all over the body. It could be just the scalp, limited to the scalp or face even. So, you know, so just kind of be aware of all of this. It gets into it a little bit, but you can find all of this out there. So, Michael, I just want to say thank you. Michael Hopkins, outstanding work.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Everybody knows that Hair Radio does podcasting, production, and publishing. That's second to none. Hello, Afrolock Magazine, one of our creations. But did you know that Hair Radio also creates stunning digital graphics that you can use in your social media? We make logos, business cards, flyers, wall banners for your events, and so much more. Even if you create your own hair products, well, we can design your labels. Just let us know. Call us for all of your printing needs or designs. We got you covered. Hair Radio Graphics at 833-402-8882. Again, our phone number is 833-402-8882.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than three things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Check this out.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Back live. It's the morning, June 13th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's our show number 864. Show number 864. So it's great to have you guys with us. Joining me on the line, you know her well. She is the queen of the morning. Out of Mississippi, we're talking about Water Valley, Mississippi's own Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy mid-show. Yes, I am. Bright and early this morning.
I was about to say, it's very early where you are. Here at 7:05 in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie, you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi. It's 7. Actually, you're not even there yet. It's 6:05 in the morning. Yeah. You know, I have to kind of let it sink in that you get up even so early to be with us every day with all the things of the show. You know, so we don't want to take that for granted. You really rise early, and it's not like you just don't do anything. You know, you got a full schedule. You So
always
packed. It's packed. And I mean packed to the hill. That's really quite amazing. And you do it with aplomb. So you handle everything really well.
Any other way to do, Carrie. It's kind of hard for me to sit still. So I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Well, you have that kind of personality, too. You meld in with everybody. You get along. You're always inspiring folks to be better than what they are. And I think that's the way to do it. So listen, we're happy to have you guys out there with us. Again, it's Tuesday, June 13th. Half the year is over. It has flown by. I mean, you were just here in New York visiting us. It feels like it was yesterday.
Yes,
but it was
that was in March. Yes, but it's,
that was in March.
It didn't seem that long ago.
Yeah, so time has really kind of flown on by. In case you're just kind of joining us and tuning in, this is the All New Hair Radio Morning Show again. We are 864 shows in today. Oh my gosh, marching to a 1,000th broadcast that we're celebrating out on the high seas. We are traveling down to the Bahamas. And
cruising
so I'm super
the
excited.
Bahamas.
Yeah, I was just talking with Jay Ellis, who will be with us on the show tomorrow. She's going to be taking a trip with us on that cruise. So it's not too late for you guys to join us on the Bahamas cruise. It's going to travel to different places down there. And that's not until July.
Yes, 13th through the 18th. 2024.
That's right, 13th through the 18th. 2024. So we're super excited to have you guys with us.
Yeah.
And if you need more information, just reach out to us in our office at 833-402-8882. Again, it's 833-402-8882 after 9 a.m. Eastern and after 8 Central Time. So listen, I am just, there has been so much going on for Afrolock. I don't even know where to begin, Nicole Marie. I have to say,
it's
since
so
we
exciting,
released the magazine.
Gary. So exciting.
Wow.
It has.
Did you see what I shared online? It was a listing from Boxa. You guys know him.
Top Liz.
From Boxa.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm going to ask you to see if Nicole Marie. Yeah, in the next hour, maybe we can read that on the air and just kind of, you know, about 8 o'clock or so and kind of share with you guys. We're not going to tell what position we are, but we are on the top list of magazines of all time. And, okay, we're not going to talk about it now. I'm going to save it until 8.
Okay, okay.
7 Central. We're going to save that because that is juicy talk for this morning.
It is. It's wonderful.
And, yeah, I'm just blown away. Again, BAFSA is the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, headed up by Sam Inan out in Northern California. And I've known Sam for a long time. This came as a total surprise, but we'll talk about it coming up on the hour. And Michael will be with us as well. So we've got to just jam on in with all of that. And I'm just super, super excited. Just lots of things going on. We've got a lot of new things that's happening. I'm afraid the magazine is going to be, I mean, it's quite a few pages, you know, that we are adding. Quite so many folks who did not make the first issue all will be part of this
second
issue.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's going to be ginormous. It's also going to be super informational and just beautiful to the hilt, as we've been saying.
Wow.
Going to really have some gorgeous pictures and meaningful stories.
I love it.
And yeah, me too. I'm super. And the cover is we're not releasing this one. This one ain't
That's
going out until the digital magazine is released.
Wonderful.
But it's going to be
so
well worth the wait.
Exciting. Even better.
I'm blown away that folks love our design work. They love our graphics. They love our stories.
That's wonderful.
It's just
taken on. How could they not? Hair Radio Morning Show, one-stop shop. Everything is right here, Carrie. So Afrolock Magazine is no different.
Wow. And I mean, I'm like, whoa. So now we're getting all kinds of requests to help folks with their graphic needs.
Wonderful.
The magazine is, even yesterday, I get Jay Ellis will be on our show tomorrow from LSJ Collection, and she produces hair products for men, women, and so many others. And she calls me up because, again, you guys know that I literally live hair radio around the clock.
Yes.
You're
going to
do this for 3 hours.
No, that
but
is so
we're
true.
We're hair radio all
so
day.
All day, all night.
Early
morning.
On all day long, starting at 4.
Yeah.
Really.
It doesn't stop. It does not stop.
It's nonstop because we have so much going on.
Yeah.
And it just means so much to us. And so we're always coordinating, writing, producing, looking for the best material, things that we want to share with you. And so, and we take it seriously. We really do.
Very serious.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is the seriousest you can get. We are on top of it. We really are. And so yesterday, Jay calls me, and she's like, Carrie, you know, I'm on with one of the folks that I used to work with, one of the mags I used to work with, and she's like, they were so excited because she's running ads and all the magazines, and she's like, they just, they're like, you got to get with Carrie. You got to get with Carrie.
Wow.
And when that comes from other magazines.
That's so nice, Carrie.
Creative design, yeah, that says.
Yeah, congratulations to you. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh. Yeah, it's a good feeling because I love creating and designing. It's something I enjoy every day. And I feel weird if I'm not creating something.
That's your gift, Carrie.
I do. You know,
that
I never looked at
gift.
It that way, Nicole Marie. Didn't
but
look
it is
at it that way, but you
know, definitely is.
Wow.
You're so innovative and have so many different ideas and your creations with your designs, and that's your gift.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I get to share it. I literally get to share it with
so
the world.
So are we, yes. Yes.
Oh, that's very kind. And so, you know, I'm just happy. This is, I get to do this every day. I have to pinch myself. I can't wait until 4 o'clock. When the alarm goes, really, when the alarm clock goes off at 4, usually I'm up before that. But when it does go off at 4 and it wakes me up.
You're up and ready
to
go.
Yes, where most people are unhappy that the alarm clock goes off, I'm actually happy. So I can get up and get ready. And that's the truth. I don't share.
Thank
I guess
day.
I shouldn't share that. That's too much information. but
you,
I love
Carrie.
It.
That's what you do every day.
Thank you.
That's your life.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
It has. It's a good life, and I'm just grateful that I've had the opportunity to bring this even just thus far has been just an incredible journey. And we're all on this together. We really
are.
That's what I said, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Unlike a lot of other podcasts that are out there where the folks are just producing things just for the moment or, you know, just to be doing stuff, we really don't fall in that space. Ours is more organic. It's things that are created. Do we have the same experience each day? And I think that's what has brought our fans along. That's what makes everybody feel part of this incredible experience that we call life.
Exactly.
So,
never know what you're going to hear. So all of our listeners out there, always have your pen and paper handy because you never know what you may need to jot down.
Well, this is true. And we always got something to drop. There's always something dropping here at the show.
Yes, take notes.
Take notes. And that really speaks to inspiration, I call it. It's inspiring every day.
Yes.
That's what we want to do here. So the show is
at
6 Eastern, 5 Central. Our desire is to kind of uplift your day, to get your day started in the most memorable way possible and positive. You know, I dread that
folks,
you wake up, you turn the TV on, and oh, boy, woo-wee, you get a shock back into the crazy
off.
World.
Yes.
You want to turn it back off. And so what I encourage you to do, you guys, that's why we are on broadcasting from 6 to 9 Eastern, so that whatever time you kind of get up, it should be in there somewhere. And turn on, hit one button, call our line, so that you can be with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're really bringing what we're doing and to a big audience around the world.
Right.
And between the radio show, the new 24-hour podcast network for Afro Lock Magazine itself, which has been incredible. And this next issue, oh my, Nicole Marie, is
Stay
going
tuned.
To really
Ooh,
talk
yes,
about.
I can't wait.
Yes. We'll talk about daily inspiration. It's got some incredible folks that we'll talk more about. In just a bit, but yeah, I'm very, very grateful. But first, every day we lead in with something called Hope of the Day.
Oh, yes.
Hope of the day, and you talk about daily inspiration, but I'm going to have you to share with all the fans what exactly is our hope for today. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. No matter what each and every one of us may go through on a daily basis, there's always that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And the hope gives our lives meaning, something for us to work towards and push forward with. So I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope of the day for this terrific Tuesday is look ahead. Don't view life through a rearview mirror. Don't second guess or reincriminate. Keep your gaze forward. Look with anticipation, with optimism, untrampled by the baggage of the past. That's so, so very, very important. Because sometimes we focus on those things from the past and let it bog us down. But we can't do that. We have to look ahead, Gary. Have to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. I agree with Patrick on this one from High Hopes because I believe that you have to look forward. I think, and that's really important. You know, there are lots of things out there and folks kind of weigh in different ways on this because, yes, you want to kind of, you know, the past is what shapes you and helps to shape your thoughts.
A learning
but
experience.
Remember, exactly, remember it is just what Nicole Marie said. It is a learning experience. It doesn't have to define just who you are because sometimes you want to leave that past behind. You know, quite often are not any longer that person that you were.
Exactly.
And so that's where you want to kind of use that, as you said, for experience and kind of move along, you know.
But everything
don't
you go through, like you said, it shapes you along the way. It builds your character and makes you the person that you are.
Absolutely. So looking forward, I love that, looking ahead and not judging yourself and giving yourself a break on who
don't beat yourself up.
Don't beat yourself up because we all have had to go through that so that we could become better persons down the road. Now, that's a lesson you don't get early on. So we are just, you know, just give yourself a break. And so I love that. Each day you bring us something that we can kind of chop on and dice up and really understand here on the broadcast. So great job with the hope of the day. And again, for this Tuesday morning. Yeah, I'm excited. And on the other end, we have our talk of the mornings coming up. And we're going to do some, it's time to get with some talk of the mornings. And I've got one coming up, maybe one, more than one, but we've got at least one coming up. But when Michael gets on a little after 7:30 this morning, I cannot wait. We're so excited. Speaking of Michael Hopkins, you guys heard from him earlier on the show today. We had a little piece that Michael was in talking. I will have him to weigh in more on that shaving dish. But also, he's got the Vet Talk radio show coming up at 8:30.
Yeah, it's coming up.
And today, we're going to have him to weigh in on what he's talking about. So you'll find out all about that coming up at about 7:30 this morning. So you don't want to go anywhere. I've got to say, now, I don't know about you guys, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to tell you that it is storming here, so if you hear thunder rumbling and so forth, that's because it is raining. So just want to let you know that.
Ooh. Okay.
Rain and our forecast
here
today.
I think we've got it clear up here in New York, I believe. But my heart goes out to you guys. I heard about the storms there in Mississippi. Yeah. I really have, and some other parts down in the South. So you guys hang on in there. Yeah, growing up, I'm very much aware of those storms, and I run and hide. I can't help it. I really do.
Right.
I run and hide from the storms. So we'll
hide
talk
from the storm,
a little
much
bit.
As you can, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I tell you, so thank you, no problem. If you got to go, you got to go, and we know, okay? We'll send you a raft down there to Mississippi.
Okay.
We really will. Or you send up smoke signals. If you need us, we're there. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was just going to say that this past weekend, I don't know if you guys saw, they had the Tony Awards. And I've got to say, they didn't have a script because of the writer's strike. So the Tony Awards, which, of course, you guys know awards are given out each year for the best on Broadway. And so these are folks in the theater who put these incredible musicals and dramas and all kinds of comedies and all of that, and they staged them. And I've been to a few of the live plays. I saw The Color Purple on Broadway. I saw, I think I saw off-Broadway, Top Dog, Underdog. I've seen, I've seen a few of the Broadway shows. I really have. I saw one of them, and I've seen a number of them. And I love Broadway. So when they gave out the Tonys the other night, Sunday night on CBS, I turned and watched it. And I was just blown away because the beautiful young lady, I forget her name, but she hosted the award show, and she was like, we don't have any writers. And to me, honestly, I thought the show sounded better than that stale
without
material
the
that they write each year. You know, we're live every day. We don't have a net here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly.
We put it
exactly.
out there. We put our emotions and feelings out there
every single day.
Every day. And, you know, when you wake up, we're here, and I just thought the show sounded really great. Sometimes you want to just keep things impromptu.
Right.
And like I said, we operate without that net every day. We don't have that here.
Right.
And
we've
been able
unscripted.
To.
Exactly.
And folks, I think you guys like it. I certainly enjoy it. I listen back to the show each day.
Yeah, it sounds great. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole Marie. So, really good stuff. And I'll talk a little bit about Afrolock. I want to thank you guys for just uplifting us and helping us to create such a beautiful brand. I look at it. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about it at 8. But I look at it, and I just say, wow.
It's
we
wonderful.
We've done
it. It is wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm already planning and writing and producing the July issue. So I am so excited. I'm working on a beautiful cover for the July issue. So they're trying to pigeonhole us. Oh, you guys are going to be a art magazine, or you're only going to be doing like artsy stuff? Are you going to be just information? Is it that what you're doing? Or are you doing,
have
you
to
know,
wait and see.
So these are folks
can't pigeonhole us.
Yes, exactly. They're trying to pigeonhole us and also looking to see if we are kind of competition for what they're doing. No, we are not. We don't know.
We don't compete with anybody.
Not at all. We don't even know how to spell the word. We are doing our own thing.
Exactly.
And it's hard to say because we may be artsy for a month or two. We may not. We may be high fashion.
Right.
We may be informational. We may be all three. So,
you just have to watch and see.
You got to watch and see. And most importantly, Afrolock Magazine is going to be whoever you are.
Exactly.
So if you really want to know what's in the magazine each month, look in the mirror.
Exactly. All about our cultural identity. So stay tuned.
Yes. I just love that. Yes, indeed. All right, folks, we've got a lot more to get on this morning. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, will be joining us. We want to hear all about what's coming up today on the Let's Talk Radio Show.
Let's Talk Radio Show.
Episode number 29. Ooh,
wow.
29 already for this
season. Moving
right
along.
So, he's really moving along. Okay, so we'll be right back. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could've had a bad, bad, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
You supposed to hold me down, but you holding me back. And that's the sound, I mean, not calling you back. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
With you, I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the thing in single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. In a minute, I don't play tag, stop in it. We don't quit with lies, we don't do goodbyes, we just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Pushing like aye, aye, aye. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True purse needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, June 13th of 2023. Let me bring back to the line the one and only Nicole Marie. Again,
good morning,
Nicole Marie.
And happy mid-show.
That it is. It's actually the exact midpoint of the broadcast. It's about 7:33. New York time, 6:33 out where you are.
6:33 here.
Mm-hmm. So nice and early. Listen, I want to bring to the line, Michael Hopkins, you guys know him. He's been the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show for a while now on the CrossR Network and all of that. And I want to talk to Michael. He's going to be featured in the upcoming AfroLock magazine. We'll talk a little bit about that. I don't know if he knows too much about it. Let me bring to the line Michael, good morning.
Good
morning.
Happy mid-show from down here in beautiful downtown Spotsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia, that is.
Oh, yeah. So good morning again. Michael, folks have been listening to you. They heard you this morning talk a little bit on the show. Anything you want to say to the listeners on this Tuesday morning?
Wow, Carrie. I mean, it's been so much going on over this last week. The debut of AfroLock magazine is just fantastic. I love the cover. I love the contents of the magazine. And I am just looking forward to being in the magazine. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes. Awesome. Well, I'm thrilled. I really am. And I think that you're going to represent the veterans very well. And we're thrilled to have you on board with us. Nicole Marie, what do you want to say?
Exactly. Oh, I totally agree with Michael. The magazine has just taken off. And it's just going to be a wonderful publication. I can't wait for all of the different features that are to come. And I just so look forward to it. And I really can't wait to see Michael's feature.
Yeah, me too. I just think, I mean, your name was in it, Michael and Nicole Marie, in our first issue. You guys are
very
absolutely
much so.
Your presence is solid. Yeah. And I'm just thrilled.
Exciting.
And then there's the stories. Yeah, we have organically written stories. So you're not finding the things that we will write about and talk about in other media. So
right.
This is something that gives the experience. That's why it's important to get your own subscription. And you can do that at afrolockmagazine.com. And it's AFROLOCK. AfroLockMagazine.com. It's worldwide. So it's not just here. It is worldwide. When we said that there was a worldwide release, folks were like, wow. Kid,
exactly.
You got
it. Very much
it up.
So. You know, Carrie, it's not just a regular. You know, it's not just a regular wow. It's a wow. That's what AfroLock Magazine is. Because we have
Thank
a lock on the culture, on black culture. We have a lock on it, just like
That's
we have
it.
A lock on
exactly.
veterans issues.
Yes, and speaking of veterans issues, Michael, today's Tuesday, like every Tuesday, and we're doing something special, of course, over at Vet Talk Radio. You're the host, an accredited claims agent. Your job is to literally help the veterans to facilitate their claims process by helping them with their claims. Yeah, you want to make sure that claims are set up for a successful outcome, the most successful outcome. So, Michael, today you have a broadcast on the way at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. It's Vet Talk. What's the topic today? What are we getting into?
Wow, Carrie. The topic today that we're going to be talking about on Vet Talk Radio, we're going to be talking about those myths that are out there associated with the claims process. A lot of veterans, unfortunately, a lot of veterans succumb to a lot of the myths. And we're going to be debunking a lot of those myths today so they can make sound decisions when it's time for them to file for compensation. That's what we're going to do today.
Yeah. Well, that's enough. That's a big charge there, debunking myths. You don't have to be a veteran to enjoy the show. It's open for everybody to listen. Don't change anything. Just keep it right here, and it'll roll right on in at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So please pay attention. I'm just excited about that. The Vet Talk Radio Show, you're in your second season.
Oh, yeah.
You're almost through your second season. So you've had close to 30 shows about a variety of topics. And so we can't wait to see what's next and what's always in store. So really good stuff, Michael Hopkins. More on that
great
talk.
Great job, Michael.
In just a bit. Yeah, awesome job.
Very much so, Carrie and Nicole Marie. Very much so. And I'm looking forward to season 3.
Coming soon.
Well, listen, it has been a long time since we have done what I call a talk of the morning. And I think we should get into a POM. Let's do a talk of the morning. First, we'll take a little bit. We have some wonderful things to get to. And then after that, we'll be back with a talk of the morning. And we're going to lead on off with Michael Hopkins and then Nicole Marie. And then I'll see if I can dig up mine. I hope they don't take mine because I have a feeling they just might already know what my talk of the morning is. I have not. That's the thing about the talk of the mornings. We don't share that prior to just reviewing what we're talking about as the host. And it's really topics and things that we have come across on the Internet, or it's a television or what have you. And it's something that we try to find uplifting items to share with you guys. That's the whole purpose. And to just uplift your day a little bit or just to kind of inform you of something that we think you should know. So I cannot wait when we come back. Finally, it's our first talk of the morning in probably a couple of weeks now, guys.
Right.
Wow.
It will be.
So this is going to be really, really interesting. Don't go anywhere. Yes. And we've been killing it, too, on the wonderful music today. Just a little bit of a...
Most definitely.
Definitely been dancing over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been dancing on my desk in my office.
You too. Yes, because it's just nice to have a little bit of something a little different. We want it to be uplifting. That's the whole idea and purpose of what we're doing. So
I'm grateful.
I think we're doing a good job. Yes, indeed. Okay, folks, just keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I think I have a clip from Sam from Bob, so we're going to talk about him.
The factory, the companies that we have, every new store that we open, we're going to place their products in those stores.
Wow, because that means a lot.
Because we write all the orders for the new stores, you know.
Wow.
So we're going to place those products in the stores because the stores are looking for black-owned products.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get enough.
Exactly.
Well, they can't get them because they're not in the distribution channel. They're not in the big distributors like a PK, like a Jenny's, like a B-Sales, you know, like a $7, like a Ben's. They're not in those distribution channels, so it's hard for them to get into the stores. So we have to start from scratch. We have to do store by store by store because it used to be sales reps would go around and sell the products to the stores.
Right.
But there's not that many black reps out there anymore.
True.
So,
well, Sam,
so
I
have to say,
you're doing your part with BOPSA. You're definitely doing your part. One of the other things I wanted to mention before we close up today, something that I look forward to, and that was catching or seeing this amazing newsletter that you put out. I want to say connecting the dots, but I know it's your thing there. Can you tell us a little bit about this newsletter? Because your newsletter goes very far. How did it come about, and why is it so important?
Well, the newsletter is like an update. Let people in our industry know what's going on. You know, the stories that are not told, I'd say.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stories out there, you know, in various cities and states about what we're doing, you know, in the black hair care industry. And those stories are not told. So we try and come out with a new newsletter for readers that want to know about what's going on in the little cities and what new store is going to be opening in their town. So that's what the newsletter is about. And it's a voice. And we also send out flyers and email blasts about anybody got a new product, a new store is opening, or anything that's, you know, that our readers, the black consumers would be interested
in. As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Awesome. I'm here with Katrina, which is one of the three angels. And Katrina, how did you feel when you first started as an angel?
Well, I was very excited when Michael first approached me and asked me would I be part of his show and one of the angels to help him out on the Vet Talk Radio. Even though I'm a shy person, I'm very observant, and I don't talk much in the background. I just be observant and watching. But I was so very humble and excited that he even offered to ask me to be a part of it and be an angel.
Awesome, awesome. What are some of the things that you've been doing, and what are you doing now?
Well, the things I've been doing now, basically I still just babysit and watch children for those mothers who can't really afford a more affordable daycare, even though my house is a daycare, but we set our prices low enough to where they can afford, and I struggle not to wonder if they'll have a babysitter the next day if they're not able to pay us, and then like also going to school to study. To be going to be an insurance agent, but I'm also studying to get my business degree to work on further my businesses.
Wonderful. Is there anybody that you would like to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to all the mothers in my family and my friends. They are all great, wonderful. And I love them, but I especially would like to give one to my granny, who is 93 years old. She is the one that I look up to. She's my mentor, my motivator. She has taught me patience. She's the one who I basically, like, mark after of because she took in a lot of her nieces and nephews that she ended up having to raise right along with all of her kids. And so I know that's exactly where I got all of that from. And she taught me patience, because patience is virtue. And without patience, if you don't have that, then you would never have an understanding in life with anything. But you have to be patient with a lot of things that come for.
All right. Thank you. Nur Jahan, how did you feel when you started on the Vet Talk Radio show?
Well, same as Kat there, how she said she was excited. I was excited as well. For one, to be a part of something that's so huge was It was a very humbling experience because we didn't really know how big it was when we first got started. We thought we were just going to be, you know, part of a radio show. And, you know, Michael's going to be talking about, you know, compensation for vets and stuff like this and, you know, just giving information. We're just giving our little opinion. You know, little did we know it was going to, you know, catch fire the way that it did. And it, you know, ended up being part of my life for like over a whole year. And, you know, I'm not no morning person. So that in itself was already a miracle for me to get up. Telling that early, you know.
You made it. So,
I made it, yeah. And I had to really, you know, discipline myself, you know, and just the things that we spoke about and all the stuff that he taught. You know, it wasn't just so much being a part of the show, but it's the stuff that I learned. You know, I mean, he gives such so much vital information. It's so powerful that for me to be a part of something like that, that can change people's lives, you know, for veterans. You know, I'm a family full of vets, you know, and so they all could use this information. And so for me to be able to direct them, you know, to the information and they don't have to feel left out anymore, you know. So it was very exciting to be a part of something like that. I'm very proud of him for where he has come now.
Right.
At this point in life.
Great. What have you been up to and what are you doing right now? Some things you're working on.
Well, right now I am actually the Chief Administrative Officer at KBM Ministry. And that stands for Kingdom Branding and Marketing Ministry. Thank you. Yeah, and it's been a true blessing because we're changing lives by people being able to write their story, you know, and not so much that, but we just started our Kingdom Bible Reading Challenge, and that is just getting people back to the basics by just reading the Word of God. But they're not. We're doing it in a way that's entertaining. We're doing it with a dramatized version, and we get on Zoom, and we just read it together. We listen to it, you know, from the dramatized version, but we're also following along. And then at the end of the reading, we all give our soap. And this is the special part about it because it's basically it's an acronym for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. So basically, what is the Scripture that, you know, stands out to you when it's like 4 to 5 chapters that we'll read per session. What is the Lord saying to you with those scriptures? Then you observe that, right? And then you apply it to your life, some kind of lesson or something that happened to you that you pray at the end. But it also stands for speak out and participate. So the beauty about it is that maybe the Lord don't speak to you in the scripture, so you don't have nothing to say. But when other people share their soap, then that's when you might have something to say. You get feedback from what other people said. And it's so powerful because now we have people who are afraid to say anything, and now they're actually coming out. They're stepping out of their comfort zone, and they're speaking, and they're sharing their soap. And it's just catching on it's like a domino effect, and it's powerful. So that's what I've been doing. And, of course, I mentioned last time how, you know, I finally became a self-published author, and I'm just waiting now to get my book revised because waiting for people to still send in their reviews. You know,
wonderful.
But that's exciting, too, because when I do the launch for that, you know, y'all will know about it. I will definitely let you know when I'm going to be launching my book party.
Yes, please. Well, you have definitely been busy, very busy. Is there anybody that you like to send a shout out to?
Well, before I do that, I always let people know, don't be busy. Be productive, because busy is being under Satan's yoke. And when we're under Satan's yoke, he tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time for God. So if we're productive, we are producing fruit. And when you produce fruit, you're going to reap a harvest. So never be busy. Always be productive, and you can see the fruit of your labor.
Be productive.
So, yes, ma'am. Change those words. Everybody's busy, but don't be busy. Be productive. And so the shout-out, I want to give a shout-out. Yes. I would like to give a shout-out to King Willie Tubbs, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be in the position that I'm in right now at KBM and the things that he's offering us, you know, on the cabinet. It's just sort of a miracle. And the things that he's offering the company itself for people to be a founder, you know, you get 3% share of the company. And it's just, it's amazing because he has a heart. He has a heart of gold. And, you know, with helping people write their book and helping me get my book published, I mean, I want to give him his flowers right now on the radio show. So, yes, definitely want to give a shout-out to Willie Tuck.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, Nur and Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for this time. And thank you for always being supportive. I really appreciate both of you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You know what Father's Day means to me? It brings back a whole lot of memories when I was on active duty in the military and just celebrating with my family, even being in a country like we were in Germany. And it was so beautiful just being able to celebrate that time with my family. And I would just like to thank all the fathers out there that are veterans just like me. Happy Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to all of you guys. Yes, Michael. To our team, we're going to talk a little bit about that as we move closer to the end of the week. Want to bring back to the line Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Again, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Again, Tuesday morning, June 13th of 2023. It's our show number 864. Again, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And we
happy to be here.
The spotlight hour.
Third hour.
Yeah, we really are. Which we're here from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 if you're in Central Time Zone, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're working and plotting and planning and getting things together for you guys. That's kind of how we roll here, literally. Michael, we were just listening to you. Wish everybody happy Father's Day and so much more. Just lots of good stuff. Got to talk a little bit about, and then we're going to get to our talk in the morning. But what did you guys think of the show so far? And did you guys pick up anything? Was there an enjoyable part? Nicole Marie, what about you? Anything that jumps out at you?
Well, I have definitely been listening this morning, and I have enjoyed the whole show. But as always, so nice. I enjoyed hearing the interview that I did with Katrina and Nur. So that's one thing that really stuck out to me today. I always enjoy spending time with my sisters and talking with them, and I just enjoyed hearing them this morning.
Oh, that's very nice. It's always pleasant, yes. What about you, Hopkins? Michael Hopkins?
Wow,
Talk Radio.
Wow. Just talking about the shaving waivers, you know, and it brings back so much of just helping veterans. And it's just the passion that I have for helping veterans. And every time I hear those things and talk about them and do research, it just makes me more and more passionate to help veterans.
Wow.
It really does. It really does.
Awesome.
And also the Father's Day piece. That brings back a whole lot
of memories.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Wishing the folks out there, the veterans particularly, but everybody, all dads, happy Father's
right.
Day.
Right, everyone, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, we're celebrating the whole month of June. If you guys missed any part of this broadcast, usually as soon as the show wraps at about 9 New York time, we share this across our social media pages. So you can easily tune in and listen to the broadcast, but play it back. As they say, play it back and kind of, you know, and because there's the show, like I said, we do a 3-hour broadcast each day and there may be bits and pieces you ran to get you some more coffee. So you want to hear something again or, you know, or what have you, play it back. And we love that. And listen over and over and over again. And
right.
Really
very much
stuff.
So.
Okay. Well, guys, it has been a long time since we've done what I call Talk of the Morning. And our Talk of the Morning, just to remind you, we are the program hosts, and we have culled the Internet looking for great stories, things that jump out at us that we want to share with our amazing fans, literally. Some of it, most of it is inspiring. That's what we're looking to do, inspire, and all that kind of wonderful good stuff.
Exactly.
Each day with some of the things that we cover. But I think I've got to have a backup. See, I go last, so I've got to have a backup because one of these days they're going to share my Talk of the Morning. Because we don't discuss that. We hear it for the first time right along with all of you guys. So, Michael Hopkins, you're first at bat. What's your Talk of the Morning for today, Tuesday, June 13th of 2023?
Well, Carrie and Nicole Marie, my Talk of the Morning story comes from out of the Georgia area, actually the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I found it on the Internet with a site called We Inspire Movement. .org. I ran across this beautiful story. There's a gentleman named Bobby Wilson, and they actually call him the Garden Man. And he actually used some of his retirement money to start up a community-type garden to feed families. And as we know, vegetables and organic things, sometimes it gets a little pricey, but back in the late 70s and into the early 80s, he saw that there was a need for this, and he had the wherewithal, and they started an organization called the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm, or MAUF, and it's a nonprofit organization. And it's pretty much gardening programs, just like urban gardening, showing people how to get involved in urban agriculture, and he's been doing this for more than 30 years. And basically what it's doing, it's giving the residents, a lot of the inner city residents, access to fresh fruits and vegetables, making it affordable. And when you eat those type of things, it actually helps you live longer. So
absolutely.
I thought that was just such an inspirational story. And, I mean, I love the story. I really did.
Wow.
Nicole,
it is
really
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh,
wonderful.
Awesome, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we tip our hat to you.
Well, my Talk
and
of the Morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Is about a restaurateur, and this story, I found it on the Internet, but it came from People Magazine. And this man, his name is Tom Landis, and he created an ice cream franchise called Howdy Homemade. And he wanted to create Howdy Homemade. He wanted to create a safe space for people with special needs to work in the food industry. And this is so near and dear to my heart, and I love this story because I'm a special education teacher. So I just love this. And there are now 7 franchises across the country, and each one of the shops creates 15 jobs in a safe environment for people that have special needs. And they just want to be able to employ all people. And the employees spread kindness and happiness to their customers. And the employees also are able to help create some of the ideas and the things that they do in the shop, creating new flavors and just having a say in what happens in these ice cream shops.
Oh, wow.
I just love it.
Oh, now, yeah, that's really good.
Yes. And so he's looking to continue the franchise opportunities and just spread more shops, businesses across the country. So I just
think
love
that
it.
Is. Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it reminds
beautiful.
Me, I had a brother. Yeah, I had a brother who had with special needs. They didn't call them that back in the day.
Right.
But it just is just incredible. And it just reminds me, and it just, yeah, I have a special place in my heart, too, for folks who are coping each day and their families who help them and
yeah,
their teachers
who help
them
all along the way.
So, yeah, and I just used to love playing with my brother, who was just a few years older than me, but he was the closest
right.
I had to a playmate because I was the youngest, and I just loved him so much. And so I have to definitely take a moment to acknowledge my brother, whom I've lost several years back. But good memories. Nice items.
Always
oh, boy,
good
my
memories.
Talk
yeah.
in the morning. I'm a little, I don't know yeah. if I can hang with
what
you.
What do you
guys.
Have?
Uh-oh, well, we can't
Carrie?
Wait to hear yours, Carrie.
Yes.
Well, my talk of the morning for today on this Tuesday morning, June 13th, I'm going back to, now, I don't know about you guys, but speaking of my brother and my family, you guys know I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not so like Michael grew up in Philadelphia, too. And it was an era that I remember. I actually have, I don't know if you guys first heard the news. My talk of the morning is directly connected. It's all over the news playing right now. So you can, all the media sources are reporting it. Pat Sajak, longtime host of Wheel of Fortune, is retiring after
yes.
41 seasons. 41, Michael's on his second season, so can you imagine going 41 seasons?
Wow.
That's a
wow,
long time.
Wow, wow, wow. Very
so,
long.
Yes, Pat Sajak is retiring. And I remember, I actually, you know, I have a couple of connections to Pat Sajak and Man and all of that. But first, what do you guys think? Are you fans of Wheel of Fortune? Are you? Did you ever watch the show, Michael?
No,
oh,
no.
Gosh,
oh,
yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
I've
definitely
been watching Wheel
of
Fortune.
Fortune.
Oh yeah, since knee high to a June bug. I think I was watching what from the 80s. I think I'd been watching it when I came back here to the United States. And
wow.
I remember Vanna White had a book out and. Pat Sajak had a short-lived night show, and he and
did you
actually,
watch that, Michael?
Oh yeah, I remember watching that, his night show, his night talk show that he hosted. He did that for a while.
Well, I've got to say, if you watched it, then you might have seen me in the audience. I was actually there.
Oh,
I went to his night talk show. I did.
Wow.
It was shot at CBS out in the same building out not far from the Farmer's Market in Hollywood. But I remember it was at the CBS building and the same building where they had The Price is Right that was taped.
Oh, okay.
And so I remember going up on the elevator to go to the Pat Sajak show, and we passed the floor of The Price is Right, and they showed us. So that was the only
nice.
Time I was right that close. Pat's guest, I believe, was Fergie's dad. I believe that was the one, or Fergie herself. I forget, but I was definitely there, and had a chance to listen to Pat Sajak. His show was similar to Arsenio Hall's show, and I had
right.
gone to see Arsenio. But that's not the only connection I have. I've got one to Miss Vanna.
Okay.
So,
uh-oh.
Vanna White, who is from, originally from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So here's the thing. I've told you guys this. I've told this story before, so I don't know if you guys remember this. But, yeah, Vanna White from Myrtle Beach. My dear mom, my dear mother was passed on now, but her old friend, you know how they say uncles in the family. So my uncle Phil. So anyway, he worked for Vanna's family. And he knew Vanna as a little girl. And Mr. Kirk was his name. And Mr. Kirk was, he used to tell us all kinds of stories about Vanna White. And Vanna's been famous since the 70s. She clearly has been famous since the 70s.
Wow.
Because he would tell a story. So I know that that she was famous then as well. And now, I don't know if I've heard that she's retiring. No talk of Vanna leaving, just that I've heard. What do you guys think? Do you think they should stick around, or what? Any feedback on that part? Any comments?
Have enjoyed the show, but I feel like after 40 years, though, I mean, if Pat Sajak wants to retire, I think it's time. And as far as Vanna, well, I mean, 40 years, that's a long time.
I don't know Nicole Maria. Okay. Let's face it, Alex Trebek was still going. He was still going.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's been quite a few people like that.
Barbara, he retired and she was over 80.
That's true. But I feel like it's a personal preference, though. Maybe Pat Sajak has other endeavors that he wants to go to, not just retire and go home.
He certainly has a lot of money.
There may be other things.
Oh, yeah, that's true,
too. That he wants to do.
It won't be the same
without he and Vanna, though.
The flavor of the show.
I would have retired both of them and just kind of brought in two new persons. That's what I felt. I think that they should ride off into the sunset together and bring in two fresh faces. And this time around, let's see some folks of color up in there, please.
That would be wonderful.
For representation. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Pat Sajak is actually a U.S. Army veteran.
No, get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, he's actually a Vietnam veteran, and he got his start doing broadcasting, believe it or not, in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam.
Wow.
Like, sort of similar to that movie Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams.
Right.
Yes, I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how Pat Sajak got started in the broadcasting world.
Wow.
Hey,
well,
just
Michael,
a little vet talk tidbit of knowledge here.
Hey, we've been kind of dropping
That's
those
awesome.
Vet talk all morning.
Yeah,
morning,
very much so.
We really have. Have we not been dropping the tidbits today? You've been loud and large today on the broadcast. And just reminding everybody, stay tuned. You're up next, Michael, with Vet Talk at 8:30. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but it's called Did You Know? I played a little clip earlier with BAFSA, Sam Enon, who is the head of Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, and he put out a list of these things called Did You Know? And from the desk of Sam Enon, the president of BAFSA. And he says, Black magazines have been critical to the Black hair care industry and the wider community for decades. Providing a platform for Black voices and promoting diversity in media. With the rise of the internet and digital publishing, it is now, it is new audiences. While there may be fewer hard copy publications today, digital magazines offer a unique opportunity, I should say, to connect with readers around the world and share important stories and perspectives. Now, here's the thing, guys. Sam provided a list of over 20 items, and I've got to say that Afrolock magazine made it to the list. I'm so happy. So,
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Just to give a couple of some of the better-known brands that are on here, we're on the same list with Ebony, which was out since 40-something? Good grief. Wow. Since 1945, actually. That's one. Ebony Jet since Ebony Junior since 1973. Black Enterprise since 1970. Right On. Remember these magazine styles and Right
yeah,
On from
very much so.
And from 1980, I remember this, Sophisticates Black Hair Care and Style. They were all over the newsstands. So that's also Hype Hair from 1991. Of course, Upscale began its long journey in 1987. And for a magazine to be at number 21 on the list, it's just incredible.
No, after what a great honor.
It is a great honor.
Right after the first issue. That's amazing.
Yeah, but I believe that folks who've gone to AfroLockMagazine.com and read the article there, there's a free article there, our first issue, I think you can see who we are. Because like I said earlier in today's show, we are who you are. And
exactly.
I think that, yes, and it's laid out in a beautiful artistic manner that resonates with everybody. So it's not a surprise that we're on an iconic list because we soon will be icons ourselves. And I just thank you so much for all of that. And Bopsa. And we're going to get Sam here. It's been a while since he's been on, so we're going to have to get him back.
Right.
Give us a nice update on what's happening. And speaking of the show, tomorrow, of course, Jay Ellis from ellisj.com. That's spelled ellisjai.com in case you wanted to go and check her out. So please, ellisjai.com. She'll be on tomorrow live. So we're going to be chatting with her, and she's a fun person. Nicole, you had a chance to meet Jay
Ellis. Yes, met her at the live event. Yes, love it.
All right. We
looking so forward to speaking with her again.
Yes,
we had so much
the
fun, Carrie.
So live.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I agree. It was in New York City back in March, and we brought together just everybody, really everybody. And she had driven up all the way from Virginia to New York.
Virginia, her and her mom.
It was just a barrel of fun. And we just had a special. It was very special. And
it was.
Very nice. Yeah, got to shout out all the folks who came out and supported us for that event. Real big stop. And don't forget, next year, we've got we're going to have to do it again. I'm thinking about that. We're also having our award show, so we got a lot of things to kind of present out there, literally. And don't forget the cruise next summer. So
in July.
So I'm super excited. Hey, Michael, we're going to get ready to send you off to your show that's getting, to get ready and We're just excited about it. We really are.
Yeah.
And we
very
cannot
much
wait.
So.
Forward to what you're going to share
yes.
today, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very much so.
And so a reminder, Michael, you said it's on debunking myths.
Very much so. You want to debunk those myths. So stay tuned, everyone.
All right. Hey, let's take a little bit of a music break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life, from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. There they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages, trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied. The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life just to call my...
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CC Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Okay, Nicole Marie, we have had such a great Hair Radio Morning broadcast today, and I'm so excited to roll right on in to Vet Talk
we
Radio.
Are
Yes,
most definitely. It's been a wonderful day.
Yes.
And Carrie, let me just say before we roll into Vet Talk Radio, we are definitely celebrating Black Music Month because the music today has been awesome.
Well, today was definitely, we kind of gave you, your ears, something good to hear during the broadcast. And, you know, it's a good point to bring up. The music on the broadcast helps us to frame the show. And
right.
It just adds to it. Many of the folks I've interviewed, myself right here on this broadcast, and we will continue to support Black music this month.
Most definitely.
And every month you're on
every
the network
month.
And throughout our platforms, exactly. So we're real
Black
excited.
History, Black Music 365.
Got it. You got it. So now up next is Michael Show, Vet Talk Radio. He's got a special on debunking myths. I can't wait to hear this. And
yes.
I'm super excited. Now, tomorrow, don't forget, the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And we have a special live spotlight guest. She's doing big things out there. Can't wait to bring her. I think this is her first time joining us live. Miss J. Ellis will be here. You don't want to miss her debut, if you will. And I just loved it. So we're here with you till 9. Stay tuned. Michael's going to talk all about helping vets in the claims process. And again,
awesome.
Today it was just fantastic from top to bottom.
It was.
My day zoomed by. It literally zoomed by from the moment I wake up till the time we go off at 9. It's just an incredible feat every day to bring you the best in hair, beauty, and community talk. Okay, so I'm excited. Nicole Marie, really good stuff. So stay tuned. I want you to hear all what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
I
am.
You don't have to be
in.
A veteran. Right? You don't have to be a veteran.
Exactly.
We just
learn
want to
so much.
Everybody.
Take something
exactly.
and share it with someone else.
All right. Here's Michael. Okay, Nicole Marie. Vet Talk Radio rolls in.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Hi, Michael Hopkins. It's time for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And as always, we are so excited. We must first give an official salute to our veterans and all the fans of today's broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So Michael Hopkins, we're doing just that. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Michael Hopkins, what do you have on tap for us today?
Oh, Carrie, today we're going to be debunking myths, misconceptions, and misunderstandings when it comes to filing for claims for compensation. That's what we're going to be doing today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds quite interesting, Michael. So hold it. Are there myths and misunderstandings and even misconceptions when you're filing a claim out there?
Oh, yes, Carrie, very much so. Very much
wow.
so. There are a lot of things floating around out here with veterans. And I run into
wow.
this a lot when I go to help them file for their compensations as an accredited claims agent or, as you call it, an ACA. Run
yes,
across
you
them
are
all
an
the time.
ACA. Wow.
Very much
well,
so.
I'm, glad. I'm so glad that you're here today to set the record straight. All right, Michael Hopkins, please take it away.
Now, Carrie, at number 10, there is one out there that people think there's only one contractor that when you file claims, the government, i.e. the VA, sends you to just one contractor for your medical issues that you have that the VA is trying to figure out if they can award you a claim. A lot of people only think it's one contractor the government has. Actually, Carrie, believe it or not, there are three distinct contractors that are authorized by the VA, i.e. the Claims and Compensation Section, to examine a veteran that has filed for compensation. There's three of them.
There's three, not just one. So
not
there's
just
one that's kind of well-known, is that it, and the others are not?
Well, it sort of works like this, and it's kind of funny, but what the government does, they look at who they can put you on their schedule out of the three of them, who's close by you, who you can go to within a certain mile radius. They kind of send a bid out, and whoever answers the call that has an appointment, that has something that they need, that's who you go to.
Wow.
And then I'll name the three of them. Most veterans will have gone to one of these, or all three of them. But some veterans who never filed, Carrie, they've never gone if they've never filed. And they can be a little skeptical because I've had veterans say to me, oh, I got this call from somebody pretending that they were representing the government, i.e. the VA, and they were trying to set me up for an appointment for an examination for my claim. And I hung up the phone. But, you know, because they don't know. The three that veterans will hear about is called VES, or Veterans Evaluation Services. Another one is LHI, and if I remember correctly, they have switched over to a new name, Quantum. And the third one is QTC. Those are the three entities that the average veteran, when they file for a claim for compensation, will run into. And they'll contact you in one of several ways, Carrie. They'll either contact you through mail, you know, the regular snail mail, as we call it. They'll either email you or they'll call you. And either way, they'll say this is, and they'll name the company, and they'll say something to the effect of that the VA, i.e. Claims and Pension Section, has tasked us to do an examination. It could be a physical examination. It could be mental health. But they've been tasked to do this. And all they're doing is they're trying to set you up for an appointment. And that's basically what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And that's essentially all that should happen in that part of the year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's right. It. Okay. They're just going to evaluate awesome. You, and that's it. But very important.
Awesome. Okay, three entities, not just one, that's out there. Okay,
very
Michael, how can, what's at number nine?
Number nine, Carrie, there's another myth out here. Unfortunately, a lot of veterans think that they need a representative in order for them to file for compensation. A lot of veterans believe this because they've been taught this, that you go to file, you must run off to a certain organization, or you got to go get a lawyer that specializes in claims, and you can't do it yourself. The law says you can. And, you know, these things come across my desk all the time. Mm-hmm. And the reality is this. The VA, i.e. the Claims and Compensation Section, they urge you to have a representative. But it's not written in stone, Carrie Hines, that you must have a representative when you're filing for compensation. Many veterans who are savvy enough and they start to understand the system, they can file for their own claims.
They
literally can if they're savvy enough. I encourage veterans to get representation. I strongly encourage it. If you don't understand the claims process, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know the forms, you're not computer savvy, if you don't know certain things, you don't know how to get your own medical evidence, your writing skills may not be up to par, and then you're understanding, because it takes a lot to understand how to file for compensation in the claims and pension system, Carrie.
Hmm. Well, the good news is they have folks like yourself who are out there and able to assist. We don't want folks being afraid to file. So having this kind of show and understanding the benefits of having our folks. In your case, Michael, you're an acclaimed credited agent and very well suited, obviously, to assist the veterans. So good job. Okay. We're moving right along today. What's the number eight, Mike?
Number eight, Carrie. It's another myth out there that a veteran needs his or her service treatment records in order to file for compensation. Service treatment records, i.e. their original medical records when they were on active duty. A lot of veterans think that's a must-have. It's not exactly a must-have, Carrie. It's great if you have them. I mean, that makes the process go a lot smoother if you have records from when you were active duty in the U.S. military and something happened to you, and it continued to happen to you when you got off of active duty, whatever the illness or injury was, right, and you kept getting treated for it. But case in point.
If they don't have it, though, Michael, it's not enough reason for them to give up hope or anything like that.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. Now, case in point, I just helped a veteran who didn't have any of his service treatment records. I helped him, believe it or not, get the favorite, your favorite claim that they should file for, the big T, right?
Tinnitus.
Yes. And right out the gate, he got tinnitus. And on top of that, Carrie, the beautiful thing about it, we went back in and we filed for his knees and also his lower back because during his active duty training, he fell off of like a telephone pole, not high up, but it was high up enough that it caused him to have damage to his lower back and both of his knees. And he wound up, believe it or not, Carrie, out of all of that, he wound up getting an overall rating of 70%.
Wow.
And this was a gentleman who had never filed for a claim in life. Years. I mean, 40-some-odd years had went by. Almost 50 years went by. He filed. So, yes, if you're a veteran, and you can still file, at least you'll be in the system. That's the way I look at it. You'll be in the system.
Absolutely. Wow.
It's
always good to talk with you, Michael Hopkins, about these things. Because, again, these are usually myths and misunderstandings and misconceptions that are out there. And folks just don't know. And so I just love when you do these shows and you get an opportunity to really debunk these things and set the record straight on what they should be doing to file these claims. So good job, Michael Hopkins. Okay. I'm ready for the next countdown item. I see number seven.
Right. Now, number seven, Carrie, this is another one that a lot of veterans just kind of think that this is it for them. Once they get to an 100% rating, they think they cannot file for anything else. They've been led to believe that once you get to 100%, there's nothing else you can do. Just stay at 100%, be happy, and that's it. Well, guess what, Carrie?
You know what? It's kind of implied when you think 100%, that's it.
Right.
Which I would think that, too. So how does that work?
How does that work,
Mike Hopkins?
You know, Carrie, believe it or not, there's something called special monthly compensation. And many veterans, believe it or not, are eligible for it, and they don't even know it because no one has told them about this. This is sort of like with the VA, with the claims, this is sort of like a little hidden secret. It's
special
in plain sight, but it's special monthly compensation. This is paid in addition to when you're at 100%. This is additional payments, Carrie. Would you believe, Carrie Hines, these payments can go from $128 extra to a veteran to over $10,000, Carrie Hines?
Well, Michael, why is that so little known? You would think that would be something that would be well known.
Yeah, it's one of those things that talks about. It's right there in plain view. The government has, wow. You can look it up when you look up things about claims and so forth.
Sure.
But a lot of people don't either talk about it or whoever's processing their paperwork, helping them, they don't look at the veterans' claims that they already rated for. And when you look at what a person is rated for, many of these things you can figure out that they're qualified for. Oh, and the other thing too, Carrie Hines,
yeah.
Would you believe the claims and compensation section is supposed to put you in for some of these special monthly compensation issues?
Wow.
They're supposed to do that. And of course, unfortunately, they don't.
Wow.
It's supposed to trigger it. When they see that you have certain difficulties that you're rated for, perfect example. I have a veteran that's at 100%. He has one rating that's at 100%. One rating, Carrie. He has a mental health rating that he's at 100%. Now, if he had another 60% in ratings, but they were from the same system, say, for example, if his back was 20%, and both of his legs due to nerve damage were 20%, total of another extra 60%.
True.
If he had that, the VA would be triggered, and he would qualify for what's called special monthly compensation S, like in SAM. Mm-hmm. He would qualify for that because he has another body system or systems that add up to at least 60%.
Wow.
Well, so they know
it's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. The VA, they already know you need the extra help, in other words, Carrie Hines. So that's what they're supposed to do. But sometimes as accredited claims agents, you know, lawyers that are accredited with the government, the VSOs, all of us who are accredited by the VA, this is where we get involved as professionals, as subject matter experts. And we go through our clients' records and we find these things and we advocate for them because it's all about the vets. I always say that, Carrie. It's all about the vets.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to, you know, they're maximum.
True.
They're supposed to get the maximum in this claims
and
arena.
We want that for them, yes.
Right. Very much so.
Well, Michael, what on earth is at number six?
Wow, Carrie, this one is a really good one. Would you believe a lot of families believe they won't get any more benefits when the veteran passes away? A lot of families believe, a lot of spouses believe that. A lot of the veterans' children believe that once the veteran passes away, they're no longer entitled to anything.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, again, some of these myths kind of make sense if no one tells you, you know.
Right, very much so.
But it's not so. So this is why having someone like Michael Hopkins, accredited claims agent, can clarify, and today you're debunking all these misunderstandings, these myths, these misconceptions, all the M words. So, Michael, great job. Okay. I can't wait to hear what's next.
Wow, Carrie, and this one I run across all the time. A lot of veterans say they don't deserve the benefits. They don't think they deserve any type of compensation. They were just doing their job. And that's another not true. You served, you deserve. It's just that simple. You served. You deserve. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that's definitely, again, one that, you know, I am so grateful that veterans may have that kind of humility. But I think, like Michael said, you serve, you 100% deserve.
Very much so, Karen.
Great. Okay. I can't even say much more on that. Please accept what you're entitled to. You deserve it. All right, Michael, what's next on your list? Debunking misunderstandings and misconceptions today in growing claims. Yes.
Would you believe, Carrie? Believe it or not, here at Double Four, guess what? You know, people actually think the VA is going to run out of money paying people claims. They actually believe that. A lot of vets believe that.
They think,
oh, my God, the VA, you know, if all of us file, they're going to run out of money and people won't get paid. And, not really. Money is set aside by Congress and Senate every year for veterans. Every year for veterans.
Wow.
For our claims.
No, yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's set aside. So we ain't going to run out of money, fellas, ladies. It ain't going to happen. No time soon. So file.
Yeah, don't let that discourage you from filing.
Right.
Please.
File. Yeah. Keep that out of your mind. Just file. You deserve it. File.
Okay. And I think when we get start reviewing the numbers when you do your further count, then we'll figure out where exactly we are. But, yes, I think we're just getting to number four. But, Michael Hopkins, what do you have next on your countdown?
Well, Carrie, I have number three, and it's your favorite one again, the big T, tinnitus.
Uh-oh.
And most people think, believe it or not, most people think tinnitus and hearing loss are the same.
Michael, I have always thought they were the same. Ever since you first started covering tinnitus here on the show, but they are not. Tinnitus is different than just general hair loss. So hearing loss. So please
sounds
clarify
good so
all
far.
That for everybody.
Yeah, hearing loss.
Sure.
Tinnitus is the perception of a ringing, buzzing, humming in your ears. Hearing loss is just as it says, hearing loss. You have lost some or all of your hearing, two things of which veterans suffer from.
Quite often, right?
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
And so this is something that you should definitely keep in mind. Not the same.
Right.
Okay.
Not the same. Most definitely.
And it can affect, obviously, what you're trying to do very differently.
Very much so.
Okay, good stuff, Michael. Okay, I am excited. What's next on the countdown?
Now, Carrie, at number two, believe it or not, people think that age is a factor in a veteran filing for compensation.
Here is a popular misconception.
Right. Misconception. Age has nothing to do with it as a veteran. I've had younger veterans file. I've had veterans that I work with, Carrie, that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s. They've won. The older veterans have won. I just had a veteran was 76 years old, and he was only rated for 10%. And I helped him, worked with him and his wife. He's now at 100% permanent and total.
Amazing.
As a veteran.
And that
can
make all the difference.
And so age has nothing to do with it. I just want the veterans to understand that. Age has nothing to do with it.
I think when you explain this, Michael, what I hear is Tina Turner. What's age got to do with it?
Got to do with it.
That's
oh, yes. Love it, Carrie. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do a music video on that one with a bunch of veterans.
Think about it that way, listen, ladies.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Very much so.
Well, I just love this where you really do kind of break it all down so that you know, things are going to happen. Folks are going to pass along bad information from time to time. But listen, if you remember this, it's always available for you to play back. Michael, I love this, debunking these myths and misunderstandings and misconceptions. That's what you do here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So please give us a review from 10 to 2.
Wow, Carrie. Number 10, most veterans think there's only one VA contractor servicing veterans. Not true. It's three. Number 9, veterans think they must have a representative in order to file for compensation. Don't. Believe it or not, number 8, veterans think that they need their service treatment records in order to file for compensation. Not necessarily. You can file. Main thing is getting the game. Number 7, that 100% rating that you get as a veteran is not where you should stop. You can get special monthly compensation and other compensation. Number 6, many families believe that when the loved one passes away, they're not entitled to everything. Not true. You are still entitled. Number 5, many veterans don't think they deserve benefits. Once again, you served, you deserve.
Wow. All right.
Number 4, Carrie Hines.
Oh, yeah.
The VA will run out of money paying for claims. No,
they won't.
They will not run out anytime soon. So file, file, and more file.
Exactly.
Number 3, Carrie Hines' favorite, that tinnitus and that hearing loss.
Tinnitus. That's one of the biggest misunderstandings of all time.
Right. And once again, it's two different things. Two different claims you can file for as a veteran.
Yeah.
Number 2, Carrie, age.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as you're too young or too old to file for compensation. If you are a veteran, you served, you can file for compensation. Simple as that.
I love that. Not too old and not too young. You can always file. Michael Hopkins, all right. First off, I want to take a moment before we get to number 1. And again, I want to thank all the veterans for tuning in to this broadcast and offer a special salute. You are just doing it up, Michael, with helping the veterans to facilitate the claims filing process. And we just appreciate you so much for doing this. Okay, and remind everybody, all of you out there, that you can simply read some of Michael's postings on his page at www.hairadio.com. You'll see the big old blue post button right there. Click on that, and you'll see Michael's group page for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And that will take you to so many great posts that Michael has on an array of subjects. Michael, I just want to say great job. Awesome. And we look so forward to spending time again. So before we get to number one, thank you again, Michael, and take it away.
Oh, great. The number one myth that a lot of veterans have, believe it or not, Carrie Hines, many veterans believe that PTSD is only rated as combat. As post-traumatic symptom disorder, better known as PTSD.
Actually, Michael, when I hear you say that, I'm thinking of that can only be the case. I would think that because of just logic. But explain that again, how that's not the case. That's very good.
Wow, Carrie. Yes, it is not the case. The reason why it's not the case, there are two distinct types of PTSD. And actually, Carrie, if we got further, in the ratings table in the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations booklet, CFR 38 Part 4, under mental health disabilities or disorders, there are 31 different disorders that a veteran can potentially get rated for.
Yeah.
Just PTSD. There's combat PTSD, and there's non-combat PTSD.
Yeah.
And a lot of veterans don't know that distinction. The combat, obviously, you were actually in combat, engaged with the enemy, and so forth.
Sure.
Non-combat, believe it or not, Carrie, non-combat PTSD could be a car accident that you had as a service member while you were on active duty.
Wow.
You could have fallen off like the gentleman I had. He fell off of a pole.
Right, right. Wow.
So
interesting,
Michael. I'm blown away
with this one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Michael, this is so important, and I just so appreciate what you're doing. And why don't we also extend, you guys know that you can always connect with Michael through that same where you have all of these wonderful stories and posts at HAIRadio.com if they have story ideas and things that they want to share. Michael Hopkins is the man. Accredited claims agent. Great job again, as always, Michael. So
Thanks. Anything
you want to leave us with today? Absolutely.
Oh, yes. The theme that we've been using this year is resiliency among the veterans. Veterans never quit.
It gets no better than that. All right, Michael Hopkins. Again, I'm Carrie Hines from Brooklyn, New York. Michael down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Thanks again for being with us on the Vet Talk Radio Show. We'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution. Smooth Black.